Welcome to the WBFO Press Pass. I'm Mark Scott, joined by Buffalo Spree editor Elizabeth Licata.
Hi, Mark.
Great to be here with you once again for our August edition.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about the Erie County Fair and also the August feature titled Western New York on Two Wheels. It's all about biking and how Buffalo has become nationally known as a city that is friendly to bicyclists. And how do we get to this point?
I actually have a theory about that, Mark. I think Buffalo has become friendly to bikers because Buffalo must become friendly to bikers because so many people are using their bikes. I think, do we have more bike lanes? Sure, but not that many more. I think that bikers are just out there, they're on the road, and people are realizing, hey, this is happening. We have to deal with this. This is part of life in Buffalo, and we have to embrace it.
We've seen evidence of that on both Delaware and Elmwood, where there are now dedicated lanes for bikes.
Yes, and also I think Linwood is the real urban bike street because it has two big bike lanes. Even with Delaware and Elmwood, I think there's a little bit of sharing that still has to go on. But I think that it's getting better, and the Complete Streets program does call for many more miles of bike lanes, as we explain in the feature.
Now, people bike for all sorts of reasons. Some do it for exercise, but others who you profile use a bicycle for basic transportation.
Yes, we profile some people who actually do not own cars. There are several people, Justin Booth, of course, of Go Bike Buffalo, Joe George, my chef friend, Cynthia Van Ness does not own a car, although Cynthia was concerned that her profile made it sound as though she biked all last winter and she just couldn't hack it. She walked when it was really bad, because you know what a bad winter we had.
Yeah.
But I think that my friend Joe George rode his bike all winter long. He's always on his bike, and we have some great pictures that he took, from his handlebars of all seasons.
Well, last January, I remember traveling down a road during a snowstorm and came upon a bicyclist. And my thought was, why are you doing this? I mean, I was having enough trouble navigating in my car through the storm. I can't imagine doing it on a bicycle. It has to be really unsafe.
I don't know, Mark. I believe that there are ways to winterproof a bike just as you do with your car. And I think for a lot of people, a bike means freedom. And there's something exhilarating about exercising that freedom even when it's cold out, even when you and I might drive down and think they're crazy. They're exercising their right to use this vehicle that for them is much easier to use. It's lighter and makes them feel better about how they get from one place to the other.
Where are some of the best places to bike in Western New York?
Well, we have a lot of them. Some of our riders really like rural biking. I think one of the nicest is right along the river. And you can go all the way, I believe, although there might be, I don't know if it's great the entire distance, but I think you could probably go from Canal Side all the way along Niagara River, all the way over all the bridges to Niagara Falls. I'm almost positive that is possible.
Well, once I traveled from the beginning of the Ellicott Creek bike path at North Forest and Maple all the way to downtown Buffalo, and I think there was just a little bit of a stretch of road in Tonawanda that I had to navigate, but for the most part, it was all trail.
It's really better to have a trail. Ideally, that's what you want, a trail where you never have to worry. A car will never be on it. So I think that's why Delaware Park. I know people who love biking the Delaware Park bike loop, and they do it for exercise, and they'll go around, as many times as they can. Chestnut Ridge Park, now that must be a really nice ride, and also with a little bit of difficulty because it's hilly. And then the Clarence Pathways are mentioned. Now, I have not seen those, so I can't presume on it, but there's wonderful biking in Amherst. There's a wonderful Amherst bike lane. And the bike lanes are really what you want. But for my money, it's the river. That's got to be the best.
Yeah, I do enjoy that. Now, one of the more popular events of the summer is the Ride for Roswell. So here are people enjoying their pastime, bicycling, while raising money at the same time.
Yeah, and you really have to give Mitch Flynn, who founded that ride, a lot of the credit for it. He practices with his friends all winter long in the spinning classes at the JCC, and that's a big part of it. So there's this great fellowship that takes place not just in the months leading or the weeks leading up to the ride, but also all year round. They're looking forward to this wonderful event that's kind of probably like the culmination of their year, much like Garden Walk is for me.
Yeah. Now, in one of your articles, it's pointed out that drivers need to accept that the road is not just for cars anymore, and it's a sentiment I wholeheartedly agree with. In fact, when I see a rider of a bike in the right lane going with me in traffic, I will yield to that bicyclist until I can safely pass him by. But there are still plenty of bicyclists who really ignore the laws. The other day, somebody pulled out of a cemetery drive while I was heading down Harlem Road. I had a swerve. He was going in the wrong direction, and I see people passing through stop signs when I come to a full stop. So it's a two-way street here.
I couldn't agree more, Mark. Okay. You know what I can't stand is when they ride on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
That is just rude. You know, people need to walk on the sidewalk, and it's dangerous, too. And I do see bikers, they are running stoplights and they're running red lights. It happens all the time.
Yeah.
So it is a two-way street. I agree with you. But like I said before, I think people are going to realize on both sides that we're sharing these roads. And there's going to be more and more bikers, and cars are going to have to get used to it. And the bikers, if they want to, you know, survive, they're going to have to follow the rules of the road because the car still has a lot of weight on its side.
Yeah.
So it's the car,
true.
The car will win.
Well, let's move on to the Erie County Fair, now underway in Hamburg. It's the 175th edition. You write about it in the August issue, and if you can, tell me how the fair has changed and how it has stayed the same over the years.
Well, you know, it's funny. When I started to write about the fair and I was talking to Marty Benias, who is a wonderful source of information about it, I thought, oh, well, you know, all these carnies and all this kind of crazy stuff that's been added. But then I realized, talking to Marty, no, that stuff has always been there. Even in, you know, the early 1800s, there were sideshows, there were freaks. It's always been part. It was part of the entertainment because the purpose of the fair is not just to show off your agriculture and your animals, but it's also for the farmers to have this wonderful time when they can relax and enjoy themselves after working all year long so hard in their farms and their fields. They went to the fair for entertainment and for relaxation, a little vacation for them.
To see the bearded lady.
Yeah, exactly. And it was a vacation. And in England, particularly, people would travel from everywhere to go to a fair and forget their troubles for like a week or so. And so I think that those pieces of the fair are still with us, all the rides and all the crazy fried foods and all that stuff. But all that being said, my favorite part of the fair is the agriculture and the animals. And I want to tell people that Spree has been invited to actually participate in the fair, and we will be giving awards in the creative arts, which is everything from Legos to pies, just all different kinds of flower arranging.
Very good.
In those buildings, you'll see a special Spree ribbons that they've had made up, so I'm very excited about that. But I really do love to see, especially, you know, all the little baby animals are, you know, so cute. And the kids.
Yeah.
With them.
And this year we do have the unveiling of a new building dedicated to agriculture.
And that's so wonderful to have a true educational element that's permanent, that really educates people. Like they said, the 2% of the people who do farm are educating the other 98% who don't about what it's really all about to grow food. And yeah. I think it's great that they're doing this in high time.
One other thing I'm glad they did, for a while last decade, they rebranded the fair as America's Fair. And I'm glad they returned to the name Erie County Fair, because a fair to me is essentially a local event.
I think so, too. I think a lot of people thought that was silly, Mark. And the explanation that I saw is that Erie County was just sort of had a bad rep because there was that whole red and green budget thing that was going on,
that
which I hadn't even thought of. But that's one. I guess that's the reason they did it. But I'm glad they went back to, you know, it's silly. It's like us calling ourselves America's Magazine. I don't think we get away with it.
Elizabeth, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Mark. Fun as always.
Elizabeth Licata is editor of Buffalo Spree. Mark Scott, WBFO News.